Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here and joining Michelle Froge, the Rockstar Coach, and I on the best ways to recharge your internal batteries. And I just got a whole week's lesson on that. So, and Michelle happens to be an expert. So let's get her on the show and welcome.
Hello. I'm stuck in a screen here. It's a trap. Oh, I know what it's doing. It wants me to, yeah, it's fine to leave this alone. I'm getting it to stream live to my page and my groups, and it wants me to say something different, and I'm just going to do this, and it'll be fine.
That is okay. Cool.
Hopefully. No, maybe not. Maybe it didn't like that. Oh, I have to do a description. Oh. Okay.
So, yeah, just say, join us now, man. Join us now.
So, hello, everybody. Well, I'm not even looking at the screen, typing along.
So while you're typing, I'm going to start sharing. So, yeah, so today we're going to talk about the best ways to recharge your internal batteries. But, you know, when I was processing this show over the last week, what I realized, there's two really key important parts to this this dynamic situation that we all find ourselves in from time to time. One is, how do we recharge when we find ourselves drained? And then the other thing is, how do we stop ourselves from getting drained to begin with?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so let me bring on my co-host, my other co-host. Hold on.
Yeah.
Come on, co-host. She's like, I have got so much to say about this. So does Tinkerbell.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So Tinkerbell shares from the background, and Fagla is the facing parrot, right?
She's the front spokesperson.
Well, I have to tell you something that's hilarious. So, you know, I make chicken wings, and for my vegan and vegetarian friends, just, you know, close your ears for that. But anyway, so I make chicken wings and they enjoy having them as well. And so I hear you. Fagel is a little outspoken, and I'm gonna change the format of this. So there we go. So Fagel is a little bit more outspoken than Tinkerbell in terms of, you know, just kind of like moving in where she wants to go. And I thought, and so did my husband, that Fagla, because we were taking a picture of it, so we thought that Fagla was coming in to take the chicken bone. She wasn't. She was coming in to be forefront of the picture. Oh. She says, don't tell on me.
You did not like you telling
that. I mean, I would have been kind of like a little happier if it was just that she wanted the chicken bone, right? But she's like, okay, I won't say anymore. Okay, no biting. I think she took a chunk out of my neck. Mm. So, not funny. Okay. So, before we go into the ways to recharge your batteries, why don't we share a couple of things first about, you know, ways to avoid draining that battery? You want to start, or should I? It's up to you.
Either way is fine. Whatever you feel.
Well, you know, I made my list, but Because I'm like, this is too good.
Since you have a list, I have no list.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
If we really are aware, if we are self-aware, we all know certain things that will drain us. For me, as an introvert, which most people don't know that I'm an introvert, but for me as an introvert, when I am in large groups of people for extended periods of time, it can drain my batteries. Therefore, I know if I'm a little under the weather, if I'm just not feeling completely in, the perfect energetic space, and I don't mean perfect like we're perfect, but if I already feel a little bit drained or down or something like that, I know that if I go to, a place that has a lot of people, it's going to take a toll on me. So I have choices. I can decide to not go, or I can do something to recharge my battery, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I know. I can do something to recharge my battery prior to going to, the large function or whatever that may be. So things like that. And that's just an example, right? We all have things that can drain us. We all have certain people that we may have to encounter, maybe at our job, maybe in our home, right? Just because our family is family doesn't mean that they are energetic matches to us.
Oh, God, no.
Right?
We'll be talking about that in my book.
Okay.
I mean, not present moment, past tense, right? I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of things or activities or people or places situations that we know that if we get involved in or with that it's going to drain our battery. So it's a matter of making the choice ahead of time to either not do whatever it is that will drain us, or take the precautions. I say precautions. It's not.
Sounds like you need a condom.
Sleeve, whatever that is. But taking care of yourself prior to. Because if, let's be honest, if you have a job and your boss drains you of energy, or the clients that you deal with drain you of energy, and you're not ready and or willing to leave that job yet, then you have to do something to get through it. So we're going to talk about that today and how to recharge that battery even before you have to go to work, if that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, and I've been there. And you actually covered several items on that list. So well done. Not that I would expect any different from you. Okay. I'm just going to say. So I said, who are you surrounding yourself with, right? Are they toxic people, toxic things? And the so people don't realize, and this happened to me yesterday as well. So I'm going to still talk about the toxic people and toxic things, but in a different light. So, I have a device that I wear. It's called a bubble, right? And it puts a frequency around my field, protecting me from electromagnetic frequencies. And it also has PEMF, so it's constantly increasing my microcirculation. This is not a sales job. It's an awareness component, by the way. And what happened was, is I didn't realize how often I had to recharge its battery. So I'm out yesterday, and it wasn't fully charged. And the result, by the time I got home, I also was not fully charged. So if you're as empathic as I am, or you have the genes that make you EMF sensitive, that will also drain your battery, and you won't even know why unless you already are aware about the negative impacts of electricity. It's another show, but that's a point. Okay. Now, Worry will drain your battery. I've been worried about a few things lately. And, you know, I was talking to the cockroach, which came in out of another dimension, just to give me a message. And he's like, you know, you really need to replace your worry with the concept and thought form that God has your back. And there's always divine timing. And I'm like, okay, fine. You win that one, right? Then, Michelle, you were talking about this. What are the times that you say yes to something and you really mean no? Right? Amen. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, and, you know, I think we need to also talk about, because this is my last one on my list. You really did an awesome job. Identifying those experiences that are draining you, it's that self-awareness piece that you talked about first. Because if we can have self-awareness about how we feel, okay, that's your signal. And your signal is going to help you in your growth on all levels. So when you choose to listen to the signals of your body, you are so far ahead of the game, right? Okay. Michelle, what are some of the signals that you get when, and by the way, people, oh, we got comments ready. Sorry. Nan says, hello. Thank you for being here. I love you, miss you, and all those good things. And Teddy May, she says, I love that. God has my back. Divine timing. Yes. Hi, Teddy May. We love you. So happy to have you here. Yeah, divine timing. Like, you can just give it to God and let him worry about it. And that doesn't mean don't take action, but you understand. So back to you, Michelle. What are some of the signals that you notice? Let's, I'll make a list and I'll post them in the comments.
Okay. I find myself, like, getting super tired. Like, all of a sudden, I'll just feel exhausted. Like, slept. Like, I need a nap, even if I've had plenty of sleep. So that's a telltale for me. Mm-hmm. So getting physically drained and tired is one. I will get a headache sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that was what it was until pretty recently, actually. The other thing is that I will almost feel nauseous. You know, like butterflies in my stomach, but not a butterfly that you want to feel, like almost queasy, weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then just like, also, which I think, I mean, I've heard this a lot from people, anxious, like, kind of like I want to jump out of my skin kind of thing. Like, I can't, I just don't feel right. So I'm just anxious. And I don't, like, I don't know why I'm feeling anxious. You know, mm-hmm. It's not like I'm in traffic or something like that and I'm anxious about that. I'm just anxious.
Okay. So I've got signals that your batteries are being drained. Like, you're getting super tired. You're exhausted. Like, I've never slept. You get a headache, nausea, butterflies in the stomach, not a good kind. Anxious, and you don't know why. I would also add to that irritability.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah, for sure.
I would also say sadness, right? Because... So this is just coming into me now. So sadness, right? And any of these things, are these your emotions? So, most people are not aware of this. So I have, this has been hard. I have a friend whose son has cancer. She has homeschooled her children. She doesn't vaccinate her children. And but she also doesn't eat clean, okay? But she uses, like, you know, essential oils and things like that. And her son got Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she is doing things against her will, like giving him chemo. And I know she's doing things against her will. We've talked about it. And it's draining me. So I would say, you know, one, taking on other people's problems, right? And their inability to use their voice and say no. Now I want to come to her defense. And also, I'm going to play both sides of the coin. In this person's defense, she is aware that in the state that she lives in, if she doesn't follow the narrative, they'll take her son away. And then on the other side, they're taking her son away. Because he's suffering right now, and they don't know if he's going to make it. And it's only the first or second round of chemo.
So for you, the taking on is actually both sides, really, because you're, it's a symptom,
mm-hmm.
right? It's what does drain your battery.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, you're noticing it because you are noticing that it's not your own energy. So you're feeling somebody else's drain, really. Or hurt or pain or whatever that is. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, and then I'm gonna post these. So there we go. So and then if I feel somebody else who's suffering who happens to be a friend of mine, like for whatever reason, it pipes in, right? So if you're empathic or you're an intuitive, one of the most important things, hold on. Can I share this and then listen to you? Thank you. One of the most important things is to understand, is this your energy? Okay. So Fagla, what is it that you want to say? She says I hear you. And you're right. She's saying you really, all of you. All right. So how birds work is they all talk over each other. So she's, okay, so, okay, come on. Let us hear you. Let me translate, okay? She says you all need to give it to God. She goes, you can't live someone else's life. You have to live your own life. And people make their choices, and you can't tie yourself to other people's choices. That's okay. And someone says, I love the bird joining in. It's positive energy. So thank you. She is my official co-host for the rest of my life. Okay. So,
I was just trying to see if it was somebody that I knew that we could say hello to, but I'm not seeing it. So.
And I could go onto my phone and see in a second. So what do you have to say about what Fagla is saying about giving, you know, not taking on people's stuff?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm a huge, huge proponent of knowing what is your energy versus someone else's, because. Oh, it's Tamara. I knew it. I just had a feeling it was somebody I knew.
Oh, so it's in your group. Good. Well, welcome Tamara to the show. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to. I'm gonna say this because I really truly believe this. You have to be aware. You have to come to a place where you know your energy versus any other energy, because the number one thing that will drain you, especially as an empath, is somebody else's energy. And I'm a huge proponent of everyone is on their own journey. We are not put here to fix anyone. We are not here to take someone else's pain, to take their experience. We are here, if this is our calling, and some are not called to do this. Some are called to hold space. Some are called to facilitate. Some are called to help guide. But everyone has to do their own work. Everyone has to do their own healing. Everyone has to learn their own lessons. Now, will everyone learn their own lessons? No.
They'll come back. They'll come back for that, right?
Eventually. But so in our conscious lifetime, this conscious lifetime we are in talking to one another right now, not everyone will learn all of their lessons. And still, that is not for us to take on. It is not for us to feel responsible. And this is what I know in my coaching business. I would even go so far as to say it's most difficult, from my experience, it's most difficult for parents with children because they so badly want to, I mean, they believe that they've had these children to raise them up, right? Part of their purpose is to help raise them. And it is, that is true, but it is not to live life for them. It is not to keep them from every single lesson. You know, as a child, if you don't allow a child to get hurt every once in a while, it's very likely they're not going to understand how they can be hurt. And then they grow up and then they don't understand why they're constantly getting hurt. Why they got burned when they put their hand on the stove? Well, because, you know, you can tell someone constantly over and over and over. For some, they get it. They're like, oh, you said don't do it? I won't do it. Now, people like me, not so much. I'm probably going to have to touch it. I'm probably going to have to test it because that's my personality.
I have both. Like there are certain things that I have to have the experience of. And then there's certain things, once I read about it, I'm like, boom, done, out. Right?
Right. And that's why we can be teachers. We can be guides. We can, you know, we can warn all of that, but we cannot take on someone else's lesson and learn it for them. We can't live their life for them and go on the journey for them. So long answer to, yes, I absolutely agree with Fagala in that we cannot take on other people's energy because everyone has to live their own journey in their own energy. And I'll take it a step further. I allow people to feel their own energy if they are trying to put it on to me in a negative fashion.
Oh, like with intention. Like they're intentionally trying to put it on you?
Correct.
Yeah, I do a return to sender for that. Like if they're, but most recently, what I did, and Andrew and I did it together, we removed the dark energy on that person and replaced it with as much love and light that we could bring forth from the universe. Because at the end of the day, I was suffering. And if I can, what's going on? Who's here? Okay, someone's here. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. Who's here? Who's here? My father's here. Okay. He does this when a spirit comes in. Oh, this is odd. Okay, I haven't done this on the show for a while. Okay, he has a message. He's saying you really have to live your own life and stop living someone else's life. He said nobody, he goes, and he's referencing Steve Jobs, right? Like if you're going to live a life, I don't remember Steve Jobs, his exact quote, but basically this is something that Steve Jobs used to say. You know, like don't waste your life living someone else's passion. Live your own passion. Live your own purpose. And he said, that's where the sweet spot is. And I'll tie that into values and how to recharge your internal battery. He says the quickest way to drain your own battery is to live by someone else's values. And he said, when I was here on Earth, hold on, I need to hear this. I actually don't, I did not, he has not told this to me before. Give me a minute. Really? Whose were they? Oh, got it. So my dad was in the mafia. And so what he's telling me is that when he was here, he lived by someone else's values. And meaning the mafia. And he said, in hindsight, he says, that's not my values at all, you know. And so he learned something, and he's indicating he will be coming back down to Earth School to completely do it differently. And then he's saying, what I want you to do, Jody, is ask people, where are you living by someone else's values? And he said, because there's, he goes, when I was in Earth School, he goes, I don't recall being more drained other than the time when I was doing something that I knew was not for, that didn't align with what I loved and wanted to do.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. And I'm not going to share that last one, Dad. Sorry. He wanted to give me an example, and I said no. Thanks, Dad. But what I'll say is, you know, are you getting married to someone because you think you're supposed to be married at a certain age? Are you dating someone because you think everyone else loves that person, but that person's not for you? Are you working in a job where you think everyone thinks it looks good, so I'm going to do that because, you know, people will think I'm a good person or whatever that program belief system is. And so these are the things, these are the signals, these are the reprogramming that you can do with the help of Michelle, with the help of myself and Fagala, because we do help you access your unconscious mind to find out whether or not you're actually doing what you love.
Exactly.
Okay. So, are you ready, Michelle, to pivot to some solutions?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to let you lead. Go for it.
So, you know, we talk about this. I talk about this a lot, meditating. And this brings up some things for certain people. You know, if they say they can't focus, whatever. There are ways that you can calm yourself, calm your mind, no matter what. Okay. And people will push back on this, I know, because, you know, people with ADHD and things like that, they will, I've heard them say to me, I can't do it. Okay. You might not be able to do it for 30 minutes or 2 hours, but I guarantee you, you have focused on something. Something you have focused on something for 1 minute, whether that be, you know, something on your phone, a sports game, you know, whatever, you focused on something for 1 minute, and that's all meditation is. Now, it can grow from there, but it can simply be focusing on your breath. So feeling your belly and your chest expand on the inhale, and then feeling it deflate and let go on the exhale. You can do that for 1 minute and just kind of lose yourself in focusing on your breath. So meditation, in whatever form that is available to you, is my number one way to recharge my batteries. Because with that, I do a practice of grounding, as does Jody, right? We ground, we release energies that are inside of us or that have gotten to us. So that's important to learn how to do as well. Release outside energies and then fill yourself back up with your own energy. We can certainly fill ourselves up with like a Christ-like energy and things like that. And that's wonderful. And we also need to make sure that we are calling back, and I'll explain in a second, calling back our energy. So it can be as simple as saying, I call back all of my energies from any of the places, dimensions, galaxies, people that I have given it to, in the astral realm, meaning when we're dreaming, when we're sleeping, right? Things that we're not even consciously aware of. Anywhere that I have given or given my energy or my energy has been taken from me, I call all of that back now. And you don't have to feel anything. If you don't feel anything when you say that, it's not that it's not working. It's perfectly fine. You are making it work with your intention. So all of those things, calling back your energy, and then you can just take a deep breath and know that you have recalled your energy back to you. So there's just a couple of ways that I like to recharge. There's others, but those are the big two.
So I want to go back to the part where you said, if you have ADD, that you might say that this is not possible to do. So, give me a minute. What I'm going to tell you is that I've been reading so many different books. This one, part of my reach here. This one, The Invisible Rainbow. Okay. And I'm putting a big X through labels. Okay. And in addition to the big X through labels, I'm replacing that with people have toxic overload. And it's coming from hidden places that you don't even know. And the WMC, which I have created that acronym, and in my book, it's the WMC, which stands for the Western Medical Club, has given you a checkbox so that you can get a pill for that thing, whatever that thing is. Okay? And I'll assert toxic overload, also coming from electricity. Okay. And if y'all want to watch that movie, The Current War, C-U-R-R-E-N-T as in electrical current, okay? Or read that book or both, you'll have a whole new dynamic of thinking about that label. Okay. So now let's get back to the concept and thought form. Oh, yeah, Andrew, I can't, can I say that on there? Yeah, I guess I can say that. Here you go. Quickly. So the point is that if you're struggling with meditation, like I was, for a long, long time, my first meditation, I've shared this before, I fell asleep in the middle of the meditation and disturbed every single person by snoring. Okay. And snoring loudly, I might add. Okay. And so I would suggest that you explore some alternative measures to holistic plant-based options, which we're not going to go through on this show, to get rid of the inflammation so you can breathe through your nose. Okay. If you want to reach out to me, you can get a consult for that. If you have inflammation and you want to reduce inflammation, that'll help you with your meditation. So now what I'm going to say is that you know, this, you can do it. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you can't. Or because someone told you that you can't. You may not be able to do it for an hour like I do, or like Michelle. But as we already explained, the first time I did it, I snored. So you have to start somewhere. You have to start a path somewhere. Where you can, move forward. She says the medical industry is broken and their means of treatment are antiquated. Yes, Buckminster Fuller, right? Says you can't. What's his thing about it? The current system's obsolete, right? So just get a new system. Thank you, Pamela, for joining in, and welcome, Chris. So happy to have you here. So that is a great way. But let's say you are so not there yet and you're not ready to take on the inflammation. Take your shoes off, okay? And walk on the grass or on the dirt or on stones. It took me a very long time to be able to do that. So we're giving you options, okay? If you can't take your shoes off, leave your shoes on and walk outside. Getting the movement going and connecting with nature. Nature has its own frequency and resonance. And so you can receive that. So if you can't take your shoes off, hug a tree. Really?
Yeah, you can take, you can take a blanket to the park or to your yard and lay down on the blanket. Even if your idea of meditation is taking a nap, that's great. Do it on a blanket in the grass, in the park or at your home. You will receive benefit.
And I might add, because I see somebody grabbing like a yoga mat that is plastic or rubber. So that blocks the frequency of the universe. Go with cotton, go with a man-made material that breathes. Okay. And someone says it's nice and rainy out today. I hear you. So let me just put this out there. I'm going to tell you that I used to put on a rain jacket and just go anyway. I stopped making excuses. You don't have to be there. There are days where I don't make excuses and there are days that I do. Okay. But what I'm just saying is, what would it look like if you just did it anyway? And someone says, I'm still outside.
That's great.
Oh, bless your heart. So can we get some stars and some claps, right? For this person. I don't know who it is who's sharing, but super, super grateful that you're sharing that it's rainy outside and you're still out. You're amazing. And, kudos to you. But let's say, just putting it out there, you're incapacitated. I love using essential oils, any type of aromatherapy to shift the energy in my, did she just fly back and forth?
Clinton's flying in the background.
Okay. Well, she has something to say, apparently. Okay, so I have to listen to her. Hold on, because like that, and Fagla just made a nice deposit on my outfit. So better listen to your co-host. Okay, so Tinkerbell. What are you saying? Oh, okay. I get it. She said movement is important.
True, true, true.
And she's,
even if you are, even if it's just this, or, yeah, or this.
Yeah. And hugging yourself. And she said, Mommy, remind them when you were disabled that you just walked down the stairs as your exercise for the day. And back up, of course. Right? Okay, what else? Hold on. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, it was very difficult, actually, you know. What else are you asking us to share? Okay. She's saying, bring, when you are meditating, even if it's just for a few minutes, she says, bring in, ask God or source energy, source, you know, universal source energy to bring you love to recharge your own battery. And she goes, we can talk about the technology now. There's a lot of technology. Honestly, I'm not going to mention much of it, okay? I'm just going to give a small bullet point. There's a lot of technology out there that will help you recharge your batteries. So we've shared about the ones that we know that you, it's just free to the universe. But we have pulse electromagnetic frequencies. We have Rife machines. We have Tesla technology. There's a bunch of technology that helps you recharge, a sound frequency, drums, beautiful. What you got there? Oh, crystals all day. And that's cheap. Talk to the crystals. Let her talk. Please. Thank you. Oh, my God. Please talk about the crystals. Try to get it in.
I mean, there's all sorts of crystals, but, you know, I would suggest going to a reputable crystal store in your area and just asking questions, you know, what are your intentions for the crystal? You know, this is amethyst. They help with intuition. They do a lot of things, but intuition. So, you know, tell them what your intention is. So if it is to ground or to, you know, re-energize yourself, give you energy or energy protection, you know, all sorts of things that can be used for crystals. So just tell them your intention and they will help you find the right one for you.
Yeah. And I want to add to that, one of the crystals that I love, it's, I call it the happy stick. It's selenite. Yeah, there you go, Dolly, right?
I always have this with me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another great way to recharge your battery is flames. So fireplace, candle. So you can give your anger or bad energy, whatever, into the flame. And, which is, sorry, that's why we have two of them today.
Water,
double check. Yeah, so I did that too.
You know, visualize the energy leaving your body that you want to leave, and then filling yourself back up with the good energy as mm-hmm. you drink water.
Yep. And here's it. So Michelle just said something really important that I want to hone in on. You don't ever want to remove bad energy without replacing it with good. Because as you pull the energy out of your body, out of your spirit, there's a hole. Fill it up.
Yeah. Because you have something else will that you don't intend to fill it with. So, yes.
So the other thing you can fill it up with, I mean, you want to fill it up right away. You don't want to like leave it empty. But this is a great way to let you know a great, so joy, right? And I know so many people are missing joy in your life. So you can recharge your batteries by adding joy to your life. And so let me just do this. Joy can be found on Wednesdays at Jones Bar and Grill in Johns Creek, Thursdays at Creation Social House in Alpharetta, first and third Sundays at Tannery Row and Buford. Where else? Oh, Joy can be found at Band X all over BandXLive.com website for the calendar. So recharge your batteries by finding Joy. Another way that I recharged my batteries the other day was I unplugged from all of my technology and I got my coloring books out and I started coloring. Man, they have a lot to say. Okay, you're actually making people a little uncomfortable. Could you please pause? Or just let me hear you. I can't, no one can hear you. I mean, we can actually all hear you, but we, okay, come on. Let's, oh, I get it. I get it. She says, love. She said, love on everybody. She says, find love. She says, you're missing that part. They're a little bit quieter now. Mm. I'm not sure I knew that they were going to be so. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Very vocal. A little vocal. What are the ways, everybody, that you like to recharge your batteries? We'd like to hear from you. Right? What are the ways?
Reading a book. You know, just like you were saying, you know, coloring. I love your point about unplugging from technology, you know, those things that we hold in our hands a lot of the day. We can really drain our energy, not only physically from what they give off if we're not careful, but anything that we see on them, right? It could be a phone call that's draining. It could be social media, right? That we scroll through and we see. It can be news stories. I tell you, you know, and most people that know me know this about me. I haven't had cable or anything as a television in, I mean, I don't even remember when. I don't read that stuff because the truth of the matter is when there is something that I need to know, everybody's talking about it anyway. So I know about it. I don't have to know all of the gory details because for me, as an empath, that is very draining for me. Now, there are people in my life that they consume so much of it. And while it doesn't affect them to the degree that it affects me, it still affects them. But they can handle much more of it than I can. So, you know, just because it's draining for me doesn't mean it's draining for you. So, again, we're going back to listen to your body. Be self-aware. The things that drain you, make sure you are aware of, and then figure out a way that feels good to you to fill yourself back up, to recharge your battery, whether it's, you know, crystals or unplugging or reading a book or coloring or meditating or taking a walk or exercising, going to the gym, you know, whatever it is for you. It depends on you and what lights you up. Singing and dancing, yeah, amen to that.
Right. And so, you know, even just turning the music on. I think the opportunity that we're all hearing, we're all contributing is we're shifting the current energy. And I want to say this, we're having a lot of solar flares that's putting a lot of radiation on the planet. And so if you're feeling that your battery is getting drained sooner, that could be why.
I've definitely felt the effects of that. Definitely.
Okay. And so I know this is not your gig, but it's definitely mine. If you're looking for ways to neutralize that energy, I'm your gal for that. I've got probably 10 to 15 different ways just to handle the solar radiation, just to handle the electromagnetic frequencies, all of that. And some are cheaper than others, and some are more expensive. But what I have learned over time is I'd rather invest in my health and keeping myself in homeostasis than have to pay the WMC, right? The Western Medical Club, for something that they can't solve anyway. Just saying.
Exactly. I'll just throw some
Yeah, and if you like to garden, gardening is a great way to, because you're getting your hands in the soil, everybody, right? You're touching the dirt, you're touching and bringing in those essential oils into the soil. Your plants will love you. What else? Oh my God. Oh, for God's sake, you're absolutely right. Duh. Forgive me. She says, play with your pet. Hug your dog. Hug your cat. Hug your bird. Hug your horse. She says, be with your animals. They're here to help you and you're helping them. Sorry.
Absolutely, that'd be a great one.
But if you didn't scream so loud, I would be able to hear you better. Thank you.
She's looking at me like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look at, I'm gonna scream. Just get over it, Mom.
I know, because that's what they do. I don't want to be that mom, right, who has a dog or an animal, and the dog's barking, and they're like, don't bark. And I'm like, but that's what they
Exactly. It always made me catch myself when my dogs were here. They would be barking and I would scream at them to stop barking. It's like, wait, you're doing the same thing they're doing.
Yeah.
So they're just like, oh, everybody's barking. Cool. Let's all get in on action.
Right. And since animals really talk in 5D, they're talking in the consciousness, they're not pausing to hear what you have to say. They're all just talking. So I think I was a parrot in my past life because I probably, yeah, I just talk, 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 talk. That's my husband. It's like you finally got it. Okay. Anybody else want to add to, can you share your gift? What is it that you like to use to recharge, charge your internal battery? What are the things that you make sure you avoid to, avoid so you don't drain it? What are you doing to help yourself recognize, like that?
I just heard, and this is for somebody that's watching, junk food, like fast food, junk food. That is something that somebody is being called to let go.
Well, because yeah, so because the toxins, I don't want to make this show about toxins. I have my class that I teach tomorrow with Anovia Behavioral Health. So if you're looking for an easy way, I teach with Anovia Behavioral Health every Wednesday at 12:15, and it's an online course, and you have access not only to my courses, but like 40, I don't know if that's a real number, but there's so many other practitioners out there teaching. And so it's $100 a month to have access to all of that. And if you use my code REV20, which I sent out an email about it today, and it's also on social media, if you use my code REV20, you get 20% off, so it's $80 a month. Okay. So, and if you want to learn more, you can just email me or call me, whatever, and I can get you started with that. But going back to the comment that you heard, Michelle, about toxins and giving up junk food, I will tell you that the United States of America, I believe, and don't quote me on this, has banned 35 chemicals. Awesome. Now, in the European, stop it. In the European Union, they've banned 2,000 chemicals. Now, I'm sure this number changes all the time, so don't quote me on the number, okay? But you get the gist. The UK is actually allowing more chemicals than Europe since they parted. And if you really want to recharge your internal batteries, what you'll want to do is treat your body like a temple. And I'm not a Bible bumper, even though I'm an ordained minister. But I will tell you, Corinthians 16:9 or whatever, I think that's it. Your body's on loan. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience, and your body's on loan. Treat it like a temple, your outcome will be different. Hoo-hoo-hoo. What does your sister have to say? Got it. She says, let Michelle talk. Michelle has something to say.
I don't know what. All I can do is listen.
I can't make this up. I really can't make this up, man. Man, here, I'm changing the format. Can't make it up. Oh, here we go. So Chris is saying solar plates, I think she means flares, haven't been kind to me. But I also wonder on the flip side of that, what knowledge is coming with it? A ton of it. So we're being
Yeah,
called to relief, Chris, at a deeper level. Trauma. I'm going to get you birdie tape for the
of
mouth. Okay. We're being called to release traumas at a deeper level, to raise the consciousness and our own vibration as a function of these solar flares. And of course, the grids will go down eventually. But anyway, hey, it's already started. You guys saw what happened the other day when AT&T went down.
Well, and Facebook and Instagram are down this morning.
Oh, it was. Okay. Well, so no surprise, right? So there, and to Chris's point, we have to look at everything as lessons, because I think that's where she's going. Like with every experience, there's the good, the bad, the yin, the yang, the duality. So, people, we're at the end of the show. I want you to live by your highest values if that speaks to you. As part of that, if you haven't met with Michelle or myself, do that. Invest in you. Love yourself first. Yeah.
Even if or which, who's right for you, just, book free consults with us and we can definitely let you know, who we are, what we do, and how we can help, and you can make the decision from there. So
Exactly. And you can see, you can get in touch with Michelle, myrockstarcoach@gmail.com, www.rockstarcoach.org, Facebook, The Rockstar Coach. She is a rock star. She is so amazing. People, she raises the vibration in a way that is unrecognizable. Set your appointment. All right. Anything you got for me, babe? Anything else?
Oh, I see. Wanda, I just am looking here. Wanda, yes, thank you, Wanda. I she felt fine. It was a sinus drainage. You can still hear it in my voice a little bit, but I am great. Thank you, Wanda. I appreciate you.
I didn't know you were sick.
I just sinus drainage.
Just sinus drainage. That's, well, we have a lot of rain. That can bring that on. That's our body's defense mechanism. That's how our body supports us. Thank you, body.
Yeah.
So people have demonized sneezing, coughing, you know, drainage. Peep, this is just how your body releases what it doesn't need. It's not a let's not make a big deal out of it, you know. All right, so we will be here next week. I have quite the lineup. Michelle's back here the first week of April. I don't know what date that is, but it's the first Tuesday of every month. And but I have some
April 2nd.
Awesome. But we have my friend Gigi Tanya, who I met when I was the chairperson for the American Diabetes Association Expo. We have Spencer Jones coming on, who's the Prince of Positivity. He was given that name by his followers. We have some cool people coming on. So, yeah, stay tuned, stay connected. We love you. And thank you for being here. Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
And that one.